Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next. Saint of the day for this 27th day of September is Saint Vincent de Paul. And I wonder if Judas Iscariot had taken lessons from our saint of the day on how to treat the poor, his life might have changed for the better. Vincent de Paul has become known as the Apostle of Charity and the Father of the Poor. His contributions to the training of priests and organizing parish missions and other services for the poor shaped the church's role in the modern world. Vincentian spirituality is based on the very real presence of Christ in those whom we serve. Vincentians know that when they come to the aid of poor friends and neighbors, they are serving Jesus, their friend and neighbor. This is the core of Vincentian spirituality. Two miracles were attributed to the work of Vincent de Paul, a nun cured of ulcers and a laywoman who was healed of paralysis. Subsequently, Pope Benedict XIII beatified Vincent on August 13, 1729. Born in 1581 in France, Vincent de Paul became a priest at the early age of 19. He became famous for his kindness and generosity. As a young priest, Vincent was captured by Turkish pirates at sea and sold into slavery. He eventually escaped, along with his master whom he had converted. The deathbed confession of a dying servant opened Vincent de Paul's eyes to the crying spiritual needs of the peasantry of France. This seemed to have been a critical moment in the life of the man from a small farm in Gascony, France, who had become a priest with little more ambition than to have a comfortable life. The Countess de Gondi, whose servant he had helped, persuaded her husband to endow and support a group of able and zealous missionaries who would work among poor tenant farmers and country people in general. Vincent was too humble to accept leadership at first, but after working for some time in Paris among imprisoned galley slaves, he returned to be the leader of what is now known as the Congregation of the Mission of the Vincentians. These priests, with vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience, and stability, were to devote themselves entirely to the people in smaller towns and villages. Later, Vincent established confraternities of charity for the spiritual and physical relief of the poor and sick of each parish. From those, with the help of St. Louise de Morellac, came the Daughters of Charity, whose convent is the sick room, whose chapel is the parish church, and whose cloister is the streets of the city. He organized the rich women of Paris to collect funds for his missionary projects, funded several hospitals, collected relief funds for the victims of war, and ransomed over 1,200 galley slaves from North Africa. He was zealous in conducting retreats for clergy at a time when there was a great laxity, abuse, and ignorance among them. He was a pioneer in clerical training and was instrumental in establishing seminaries. Most remarkably, Vincent was by his temperament a very impressible person. Even his friends admitted it. He said that except for the grace of God, he would have been hard and repulsive, rough and cross. But he became a tender and affectionate man, yes, very sensitive to the needs of others. Pope Leo XIII made him the patron of all charitable societies. Standing among these, of course, is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul, founded in 1833 by his admirer, Blessed Frederick Ozanam. St. Vincent de Paul died in Paris on September 27, 1660, and was canonized on June 16, 1737 by Pope Clement XII. He is the patron saint of charities and volunteers. Tender God, refuge of the poor, you filled Vincent de Paul with the strength of the apostles to work for the salvation of the poor and the instruction of the clergy. May we who follow the example of his life be driven by unceasing charity to continue the mission of your Son in the world. The St. Vincent de Paul Society is a lay Catholic organization that aspires to live the gospel message by serving Christ and the poor with love, respect, justice, hope, and joy, and to bring about a more just and a compassionate society. And that is our saint of the day, Saint Vincent de Paul, for this 27th day of September.
Thank you, Michael, for presenting our Stand in the Gap with St. Vincent de Paul. You're listening to Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and St. Vincent de Paul. And now we are doing, now we're at our segment where we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
And our prayer today is coming from St. Vincent de Paul, who said, "We must love our neighbor as being made in the image of God and as an object of his love." And his prayer, "Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. May the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. We pray that all those whom they seek to serve may see in them the love and care of Jesus, our eternal high priest, who is Lord forever and ever. O Jesus, eternal high priest, live in our priests, act in them, speak in and through them. Think your thoughts in their mind, love through their heart. Give them your own dispositions and feelings. Teach, lead, and guide them always. Correct, enlighten, and expand their thoughts and behavior. Possess their soul. Take over their entire personality and life. Replace them with yourself. Incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all our priests. Amen." And that is a prayer. That was the prayer for priests coming from St. Vincent de Paul. And now we have reached our prayer for children segment.
Don't you know that we're all children and it's all for one and
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children, children.
You'll have that responsibility children, soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
Lord, you protect those who hope in you. All strength and holiness come from you. Help us to feel the effects of your mercy, so we may be protected from every misfortune with you as our guide. Lord, you prepared celestial and invisible graces for those who love you. And so we pray for transformation, protection, and restoration. Pray, Lord. Dear Lord, your word is filled with accounts of miraculous protection, and we claim that power for vulnerable children. Make your little ones invisible to people who seek to exploit them. Saint Joseph, watch over us and care for us just as you cared for the child Jesus. And by your help, may we come to know your Son and so grow in strength and wisdom and the favor of God. Amen. Saint Joseph is the patron saint of the Universal Church. Families, fathers, expectant mothers, travelers, and through his love and care for Jesus and Mary, Saint Joseph showed his love for God. O glorious Saint Joseph, to you God committed the care of his only begotten Son amid the many dangers of this world. And we come to you and ask you to take under your special protection the children God has given us through holy baptism. They became children of God and members of his holy church. O Saint Joseph, do assist us by your powerful intercession and obtain for us from your divine Son all spiritual blessings through Jesus Christ our Lord, along with Saint Vincent de Paul, Saint Nicholas, Saint Sebastian, Saint Maria Goretti, Saint Daphna, Saint Philomena, Saint Gianna, and Saint Christopher, Saint Michael the Archangel, and Saint Raphael the Archangel, and Saint Tobit the Archangel, and Saint Monica, and Saint Anthony. All you blessed saints in heaven, pray for us, and pray for our children, pray for children, pray for marriages, pray for marriages, pray for our faithfulness to our Lord, pray for the church triumphant, pray for the church suffering and church militant as we're fighting the good fight. Pray for our children. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy around the world today. We pray for all of our ordained, those who have been ordained, they live out their vocations. And thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayer. As we now move to our Stand in the Gap segment. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Prepare yourself. Gird up your loins with truth. If not us, who? If not now, when? Now is the time to what do you expect from a Catholic defender? Deeper truth.
And we pray for those who have recently passed from this life. Pray the Holy Rosary for those who have recently passed. Pray the glorious mysteries focusing on the resurrection and life after death. God our Father, your power brings us to birth. Your providence guides our lives. And by your command, we return to dust. Lord, those who die still live in your presence. Their lives change, but do not end. I pray in hope for my family, relatives, and friends, and for all those who have recently passed, known to you alone. In company with Christ, who died and now lives, may they rejoice in your kingdom, where all our tears are wiped away. Unite us together again in one family to sing your praise forever and ever. Amen. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4 says, he will wipe tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace. Amen. May Almighty God bless us with his peace and strength in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, please hear this prayer for those who have recently passed and provide these souls with your abundance of love as they enter into your heavenly kingdom. Help the families and loved ones left behind to understand that you have a plan for everyone. Help them to find peace in this time of mourning and to know that no matter what, you are always with them through the pain that they may be feeling. Amen. May the light of Jesus and the angels bring peace and salvation to my parents. May they rest in peace, knowing that their souls belong to God and God only. No demon, no devil, no principality, no evil spirit has access to their light and salvation. May Holy Mary, the angels, and all the saints welcome you now that they have gone forth from this life. May Christ, who was crucified for them, bring them freedom and peace. May Christ, who died for them, admit them into his garden of paradise. May Christ, the true shepherd, embrace them as one of his flock. And may he forgive all their sins and set them among those he has chosen. Amen. And so the church triumphant. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And may they pray for us, as we know they are, as it says in the book of Revelation, that they are praying for us. Their prayers rise to the throne of God with the incense of the angel. Oh, that is so awesome. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the Mass. Thank you for the Mass, Lord, that the Mass enters into that throne room with us and for us so that we are along with that great crowd of witnesses. And in the Mass, we have angels with us. We have saints praying with us in the Mass. And that's why it's so important for us to be faithful to your Holy Mass, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And so we encourage people to pray the Rosary and to go to Mass and to receive the actual body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord in the Eucharist. And so we pray for America. We pray for the Holy Catholic Church throughout the world. We pray for conversion. And we pray for a Easter vigil of great offering to you, Lord, of many souls who seek you, Lord. Who seek you, Lord. The truth, Lord. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by through you. And so thank you, Lord, for showing us your way to your holy Catholic faith, the one true faith. And we thank you, Lord, as we continue our stand in the gap. We pray for the prodigals who have lost your way. We pray for them, Lord. Thank you for seeking them out. You said you would leave the 99 to reach out and to find the ones who have gone astray. So we lift up to you the prodigals. We lift up the prodigals, Lord. Thank you for loving them even more than we do, for watching over them when we can't, and for working to draw them to yourself. And we pray for our soldiers and veterans. We pray for America, and we pray for our police officers and our first line responders, our EMTs, and we pray for our nurses and doctors. We ask you to bless the members of our armed forces and give them courage, hope, and strength. May they ever experience your firm support, gentle love, and compassionate healing. Be their power and protector, leading them from darkness to light. And we pray for the prisoner. Lord Jesus, you know what it is to be held captive. And we pray for all those resident in prison and their families. May they be aware of your presence with them. And may your spirit bring them peace and hope of new life in Jesus Christ. And we pray for those in hospitals, those who have been diagnosed with illnesses, and we pray for those who have been, like, in car accidents or violence, for those who are in hospitals. And we pray that the hospital environment would be according to your will, Lord, a place of healing and hope for all there. And we pray for the elderly. Lord, you've promise to carry us even in our old age. We pray for a spiritual strengthening for those who find their bodies are failing. We are spirit more than flesh. Lord, help our loved ones embrace this transition from flesh to spirit gracefully and with dignity. And we pray for the poor souls in purgatory. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I love you very much. I beg of you to spare the life of the unborn child whom I have spiritually adopted, whose life is in danger of abortion. And Lord, we pray for an end of abortion. Change the hearts and minds of those who are contemplating abortion. We pray for those who are contemplating suicide, who feel like they have no other way. We pray, Lord, for those who have been held back because of addictions. We pray for deliverance, Lord, for those to overcome those addictions in your holy name. And thank you, Lord. You are the one true healer. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you, Lord. As we stand in the gap, offering our prayer Hear our prayer, Lord, and Our Lady, Mother Mary. Help all those who are in most need to come to Jesus.
This has been another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate the saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Be sure to catch our other programs like Journey with Mary with John Carpenter, who examines apparitions of Our Lady from 40 AD to the present. Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Greg Thompson, who shares many Eucharistic miracles as a consecrated host, plus many other features right here on the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
No way to repay your warming touch.
And that closes our presentation today. Deeper Truth, Stand in the Gap with us and St. Vincent de Paul. And so join us for tomorrow for another episode of Stand in the Gap. As we close, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And have a blessed day. Good day.